Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School Board considers $500 stipend for armed staff. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Two Campbell County School Board members are pushing for district staff who choose to conceal carry on campus to receive a $500 stipend. According to the Gillette News Record, in July, the board approved rules allowing educators and staff to carry firearms in schools following a new state law that eliminated gun-free zones in government buildings. Applicants must complete extensive training and undergo a psychological evaluation. Their identities will remain confidential, except to law enforcement and district officials. At last Tuesday's meeting, trustees Mary Bruner and Tim Hallinan said the stipend would recognize the added responsibility of armed staff. Hallinan called it a tough obligation most of us would never consider. But other trustees, including Mark Christensen, raised concerns about incentivizing staff to carry. Superintendent Alex Ayers agreed, but said $500 was modest enough not to sway applicants. The board will revisit the proposal at a future meeting. Widow of Wyoming philanthropist donates $1 million to TPUSA after Charlie Kirk's death. The widow of late Wyoming businessman Foster Freese has pledged a $1 million donation to Turning Point USA just days after the group's leader, Charlie Kirk, was shot and killed in Utah. Cowboy State Daily reported Lynn Freese announced the gift Sunday, saying she was deeply moved by Kirk's widow, Erica, who gave a tearful address Friday, her first public remark since the fatal shooting. Erica Kirk said,
"And our world is filled with evil, but our God... You guys, our God is so good. He's so incredibly good. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea."
The alleged shooter remains in custody. Both Wyoming Republicans and Democrats have condemned the killing as an act of political violence. Charlie Kirk co-founded Turning Point USA at 18 years old, with Foster Freese among his earliest backers. At the time, Freese wrote a $10,000 check to help launch the program. She wrote in a Facebook post, "Foster always believed in Charlie's vision and often said it was the best investment he ever made. I know he would be grateful to see Charlie's legacy inspiring young Americans to stand up for faith and freedom." TPUSA says it has already received more than 32,000 new chapter requests since Kirk's death, a surge supporters say proves his message of faith and patriotism will endure. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.